And you're a tree climber for Morgan's Tree Service.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. However, you got that job because of your previous experience with the Conservation Corps of Minnesota and Iowa, CCMI.
Yes, CCMI. That's right.
And they're currently looking for 18 to 35-year-olds to fill AmeriCorps positions in Minnesota this summer. So let's go back to when you started in the program. How did you find out about CCMI?
Yeah, so my situation was kind of funny. I was living in Boston doing some grad school, and then during the pandemic, my school kind of got put on. Well, I went to online, and then I decided that it wasn't worth doing online because I was in art school, so it didn't make as much sense for me. So I just was looking at other jobs in the Midwest near my family, kind of searching online, searching Craigslist, and I found the CCMI job on Craigslist, and I just decided to give it a shot and apply, and I heard back right away.
Now, what was your first position with the CCMI?
I was a crew member on the Youth Outdoors program.
So what does that mean? What did you do?
Yeah. So with Youth Outdoors, we did a lot of different activities. We would some days be with a group of high schoolers doing environmental education lessons where the crew members would lead them and the high schoolers would ask questions and do activities. And then other days we'd be out in the field with the high schoolers doing work like invasive species removal. Yeah, seeding prairies, we would do some water trail stuff. So we did all sorts of different environmental resource work.
Did you get to pick your job, pick what you wanted to do?
For me, I sort of got offered like various crews for like focus areas, I guess. And the crew I was interested in spent time at a nature center doing a lot of community gardening. So I put that in as my first choice, and I was lucky enough to get that choice. So there's some kind of like wiggle room with what your focus will be, but overall you just sort of get put on a crew and then you find out what the work is going to be.
Now, you worked with CCMI for about 2 years, and then you moved on to the private sector. Did you find that moving into jobs in the private sector, you needed that experience you got in CCMI?
Yeah, well, just first of all, like, finding which jobs I liked and would want to be doing and hearing about the job. There's a fair amount of networking that we got to do at CCMI, so that was super helpful. And then we just basically got a really wide variety of training and learned a lot of different kind of like skills. So that was really helpful with applying to different jobs. And of course, like all the experience too, like it was really good for like resume building. I could say that I got all these various trainings. And so that really helped me figure out what I wanted to do and then land a job with what I wanted to do.
Now, you mentioned removal of invasive species throughout Minnesota.
Yeah.
Did you get training on anything like that? Or it's not something people just pick up and start doing.
Yeah, we got some training right away on like tree identification, because one of the big species that is sort of becoming a problem in Minnesota is buckthorn, which is like this thorny shrub tree.
Oh, I'm familiar with buckthorn.
Yeah. And so we got that training with how to identify various species. And then with like the hard skills, like power tools, we did some chainsaw training and brush saw training and got to get comfortable with that before we went out and did it.
So even if you don't have much experience in the outdoors, you're going to get training before you head outside.
Yeah, definitely. I had like zero experience and I was like pretty new to spending, you know, like a full 10-hour day outside, but they do prepare you for what you'll need to be comfortable and like fairly comfortable and safe and happy out there. So you really don't need any experience good if you are interested in the core, but you're like, not haven't done it, you can try something new, see if you like it for a year, and then have that in your back pocket for later.
Now, it says the program provides a monthly stipend, health insurance, forbearance on student loans during the service period, and then an education award of up to more than $6,000 for future tuition or existing student loans. So it helps you pay for college in addition to being paid while you work.
Yeah, definitely. And there's a lot of benefits you can get while you're on the AmeriCorps stipend. I had a really good deal on internet in my apartment through a program in St. Paul. And then I also was able to get the EBT food stamps. So that helped a lot. And just like a lot. And then, oh yeah, the Corps has a housing stipend too of about $100 a month that I was able to get to go towards my rent. So there's a lot of things in place. Sort of make it manageable.
Good. And I've got the website here for more information on the Conservation Corps. Last opportunity, if someone is considering looking into the Conservation Corps of Minnesota and Iowa, what would you tell them?
I would tell them they should definitely go to the website and see if any of the job openings like stick out to them, and then if they're at all interested, definitely apply. And I would say just go for it, because it's a super good opportunity to like be with people who are maybe at the same place in life as you, trying new things, teaching you new things. So I would say definitely just jump into it, I would say.